Hey, everybody. This is Bob Andelman from Mr. Media. First of all, I want to thank you for years of support listening to this show. We're starting our sixth year. It's hard to believe our sixth year as 2012 starts and heading towards our 1,000th online podcast, audio and video. It's pretty amazing, frankly. I remember starting it several years ago thinking this will never last. And podcasts, that's as stupid a word as blogging. But here we are, starting our sixth year and heading up to 1,000 interviews. And I want to thank everybody for listening and supporting the show. I also want to tell you that, you know, one of the things that's been very helpful for this show is Stitcher Radio. Yes, this is sort of a commercial. Now, there are millions of smartphone apps in the world, but I only use one several times a day, Stitcher Radio. I build my own radio station to listen to broadcast and online shows when I want and in the order I want. CNN News Update, Onion Radio News, WTF with Mark Maron, MSNBC's Morning Joe, Studio 60, the TechCrunch headlines, and, of course, Mr. Media. It's free. It works on iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Palm Pre, and much more. And you can get it for free for yourself. Try it out. I guarantee you're going to love it. Stitcher.com/MRMedia. That's Stitcher.com/MrMedia. You're going to love it. And thanks again for supporting the show. Now let's get to the good stuff. Today on Mr. Media, I'll welcome the return of guitarist Adam Falcon to the show. His latest album, Bohemian 959, but I'm excited because he's on the road and heading to Florida's South Beach. Stick around. With a name like Falcon, you know he'll be flying. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of Marvel Comics characters, from Steve Rogers and Sam Snap Wilson to those colorful guys in Kiss, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. In my head, the introduction to today's show with blues rock jazz guitarist Adam Falcon goes something like this. Blah, blah, blah. Including live performances by Adam Falcon. Blah, blah, blah. And then out loud I say, the first time Adam Falcon was on the show was a lot of fun. I love his music, his guitar style, and his general approach to life. Just a good guy to have around. Now, he recently got in touch to say he'd be coming to Florida, South Beach in Miami to be exact, and he offered to play a few songs live to help promote his shows on January 13th and 14th, 2012, as part of Art Deco Weekend. How could I say no to that? Adam Falcon, welcome back to Mr. Media.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Nice to see you this time.
Yes,
last time we just did audio.
That's right. This is an experience for me, actually, you know.
It's very cool.
I've done it this way, any kind of interview like this.
We'd like to be the first. And, you know, we've got your guitar there. You got another guitar. We got you at home. Is that a gold record on the wall behind you?
It is, actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is that for?
That was for a song that I wrote on a George Benson album quite a while back, and the song's called In Search of a Dream, mm-hmm. and did pretty well.
Had to do pretty well to put a gold album on.
Gold album, yeah.
You know, I probably should have pointed out in the introduction, of course, that you played with Benson, you did some play with Rick James. Who else have you played with over the years?
Ooh, that's a good question. You see, a lot of old R&B singers, and I shouldn't say that old, but as time goes by, I think it gets older and older. There's a great singer by the name of Phyllis Hyman that I worked with for a while, an amazing singer. I worked with her. Then there was another singer, Stephanie Mills. I worked with Roberta Flack for a while, a jazz guitarist named Jonathan Butler. I worked with him. And when I worked with him, that was a really great tour because we toured with a lot with Whitney Houston and Eric Clapton. The very first tour I did was with the Bee Gees. So it's a bunch of different people. I wrote another R&B singer, Freddie Jackson, worked with Robert Palmer for a little bit.
So tell me, it's probably very similar being on a tour that includes Whitney Houston. As it's probably just the same as being on a tour with Eric Clapton, right?
Just you know, that's great. Sure, it is. Exactly right. Yeah, you know, as far as the once you've done one tour with one artist, it pretty much is the same. And you see the same types of people, the same types of audiences. It's just a matter of what the music is, but it's almost the same exact routine in a sense.
Are there performers? I mean, that those folks that you mentioned, there's a certain era of music there and a certain era of live performances. Have things changed that much now, or is it just perception, or is it just because we're getting older? It seems like it's changed.
I've had this conversation a few times. No, I think it has changed in many ways. Aside from the music changing, the way the whole approach to performance, I think, has changed. By that I mean, when you see a lot of artists now, it's not totally live per se. There's a lot of what's known as track music, where the artists would sing along with the track. However, it's in some ways it is starting to come back to live performers again, where they actually have musicians playing with the artists singing out front. So you almost see, like when you go to a show now, you'll see half and half of that. You'll see some live music, and then you'll also see some part of the show which has tracks playing. It's pre-recorded music.
It seemed like it was something that people, the technicians, wanted to prove that could be done for a while, but the artists actually realized it probably wasn't a very good idea for their reputation and their credibility, right?
In some ways, I think there were times where artists, the way the business is run, they pretty much get an artist off the street per se, right? Dress them up, put them in the studio, and then put them out on tour. Whereas that artist would have no experience playing in front of a live audience. So what happens is the artist doesn't really know how to perform live in a sense. They pretty much wouldn't have the experience of what it's like to play in front of an audience, because everything is so fast and so packed, mass-produced in a sense.
Adam, it's been, I don't know, it's been about a year or two, I guess, since you were on the show. What have you been up to?
Wow. Actually promoting the last record, or I should say the newest record. We've been promoting that and doing some shows here in New York. I was down in the Caribbean for a while, doing a show or two down there, working on some videos, and now we're back in the studio recording some new music.
How does a guy like you fit in the Caribbean? I just imagine you'd stick out like a sore thumb.
No, actually, this place where I go in the Caribbean.
Sorry.
Actually, the island that I go to is an island called St. Barts. And St. Barts is being in the Caribbean without being in the Caribbean. So in some ways, I do stick out like a sore thumb. But the club that we play in is a really nice venue there, and we get a chance to go once a year for 3 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so it's a really nice place. It's good to get away, and it's good to just play every night like that for people that really enjoy the music down there.
Now, have you kept the band together all this time?
It's been a different band. Sometimes I would work with four musicians, three musicians, sometimes just me and the guitar, as you see today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a guitar there? I hadn't noticed. Speaking of the guitar, let me ask, are you ready to maybe play a song for us?
I'd love that.
What do you want to do first?
Let's try Sunshine. Sunshine woke up this morning. This is off the latest record. This is a song that was written by Nona Hendrix. From she was in the group LaBelle. And we actually recorded the song together, and it was good. But I had a chance to record with her and have her sing the song as a duet.
Are you saying you want me to sing with you, Adam?
If you can do that, that would be great.
Yeah,
you know?
I think more likely I'm going to turn my microphone off. So, all right, this is our good friend Adam Falcon. He's singing "Sunshine Woke Me Up This Morning" from Bohemian 959. Much.
Thank you.
Very good. I got to ask about the guitar. Can you hold it up a little bit so we can see the whole body?
Yeah. Is it kind of shining in your face a little bit?
It
sometimes?
Is. I feel like I can see my reflection in it. It's amazing. What is that guitar?
This actually, the type of guitar it is a resonator guitar. And this little thing in here, it's got like, I guess, a resonator box, and this is where the sound comes from. It's by a company called National.
Okay. Is that made special for you?
No.
I've never seen one like that.
That would be great. A lot of the old blues artists used to use this back in the 30s. Some of the old blues players like Son House. I want to say Howlin' Wolf. I'm not really sure, but I know Son House used one and a couple other players. The first person I had seen use one of these was Taj Mahal. A long, long time ago had one. And they're very popular today as well. A lot of players in Nashville use them.
It looks, I mean, I'm not saying it looks anything like B.B. King's guitar, except that the bulk of it and the size of it remind me of his. It's a big piece of equipment.
Yeah. And actually, what's so funny is it's made out of this particular one. They have it made out of steel. This one is made out of brass.
Really?
Yeah, made out of brass. So it's got like a little bit of weight to it as well.
So tell me why you would play that over. I mean, there's a guitar behind you that's more of a traditional rock and roll looking guitar. Why would you play this over something like that for a particular song or just in general?
Well, yes and no. If I were to use that one today, you wouldn't hear it. That one's electric. I'd have to plug the amp in and turn everything up, and we'd blast you out. But I've been playing a lot of acoustic instruments. Believe it or not, this is still called an acoustic instrument. I mean, even though you can plug it in and it's made out of metal. And I just have a fondness for acoustic instruments. And this one, pretty much, I like the tone.
I didn't even think that it was acoustic. I'll be honest with you. It has such a big sound, and of course, looking is metal.
Yeah. They pretty much came up with this design. I think when a lot of the artists back in the used to play like a lot of juke joints, they weren't really heard, and so they just came up with this design where they've got like a resonator inside that would pretty much cut through. Which I also like to have that same type of thing. When I'm playing with the band, sometimes those guys can get kind of loud, and I need to have like an acoustic instrument that could sort of like compete with them in a sense.
I hear you.
But I like this. Overall, I like the sound of it.
Let me ask you a question. The last time we talked, my daughter, I'm going to make this personal, my daughter has really taken a strong interest in guitar. It's gotten, pretty good for a couple years into it. I imagine being out and playing a lot, you probably hear from people who are like, do you have any tips, things to do right, things not to do, that kind of thing, as you're kind of learning the instrument. So I'm going to ask, just as a dad asking, do you have any performing tips, any just the learning to play tips?
Just practice. That's the first thing. I have a daughter who plays piano, and the main thing is just pretty much practice. There's really no tips per se, because I pretty much have a technique that's really at times unorthodox. I know a lot of players that I know, classical teachers, they're always looking at me saying, man, how can you play with your thumb this way, your thumb that way? So you pretty much have to I think, just come up with a style of your own. But just from practicing, I think that's the main thing. Just continue to practice and enjoy what you're doing. It's just really no real tip per se.
It's interesting that there's only so many chords on the guitar. There's only so many strings, but there are so many different ways to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's how we get so many different sounds.
Yeah. I think that's the beauty of music. It's almost like space. It's endless. It just keeps going and it's there.
Wait, I'm sorry. Space is endless?
Well, maybe the space here.
Oh. I don't really get that. But okay, all right. Well, I'll you seem an honest guy. If you say space is endless, I guess I'll have to buy into it. Tell us a little bit about this gig you've got coming up. You're going down to Miami. You're going, you're making a beeline. You're going straight from New York to South Beach, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What is this Deco weekend? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you and me both, actually. from what I understand, Art Deco weekend is something that's been going on, I think, for 35 years, if I'm not mistaken. And a lot of the hotels that have been around, I want to say back from the 40s or so. I think what they do is they celebrate the architecture in these particular hotels. And so there's a certain number of hotels that put on shows and exhibits and things, and they sort of, I guess, show off their hotel, so to speak, or show off the architecture from this period, this Art Deco period, and they sort of preserve the hotel. And I think that they have a lot of guest speakers perform on certain panels and things and certain car shows and things. I think all revolve around the same Art Deco theme. At the same time, there's a musician by the name of Doug Wimbush, a very, very well-known bass player, who's actually going to be putting a show on down there, and that's going to be part of the Art Deco weekend. He does a show called Wimbash up in Hartford, Connecticut, and so he's actually going to be putting on, bringing a lot of artists as well to Art Deco weekend, and I'm actually going to be a part of that Wimbash festival.
Oh, cool. And what kind of stuff will you be playing? You'll be playing originals? You play any covers in this when you're down there?
I'll be doing mostly originals. Sometimes I do a few cover songs, but I'll probably be doing most of the material from the new record.
Okay. And I know we're going to ask you to play another song in a second, but I want to make sure I mention. So it's this weekend. So if you're watching us now, January 13th and 14th. 2012, so if you're getting this on January 10th, 2013, you're too late. So January 13th and 14th,
yes.
2012, Art Deco Weekend at the Betsy Hotel on
right.
Ocean Drive in South Beach in Miami,
right.
Florida.
Right.
It sounds like it'd be fun. I was just so sorry that you're coming to Florida, but I'm still 6 hours away. And
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, it's a big state.
Yeah.
So you're going to do another song for us. We want to tease people and get them in there. Is this you're going to do The Waves from from Bohemian 959.
Yep.
I will do us all a favor, and I will again hopefully mute my microphone and just enjoy from afar.
For you to set sail, journey yours to find. There to come a time for you to be on your own. Let the waves run in and carry you away. Let the waves run in and carry you away. Thank you.
such a nice song. I mean, I as you were playing it, I remember the first time I heard it from the last conversation. I was just thinking, I mean, it sounds, it's just a really sweet little song. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm not being, I'm not using my best vocabulary here, I guess, but great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you. That says it all for me, though. I appreciate that.
Really, really good stuff. So before we wrap up, tell me what's next. You going to get back to the studio soon, record some new music?
Yeah, as soon as we finish down in Miami, we head back here, like I said, to go back in the studio and do some things. And then we've got a couple of small shows around New York City that we'll be doing. You can always check the website, adamfalcon.com, and see what's going on.
I was just going to ask you.
Are you now? Do you do Twitter or Facebook? Any of that other stuff? MySpace?
All of that. Yeah. MySpace, Twitter, LinkedIn. I think there's so many. I can't even keep up with them all. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
People can find your links to the other social media, I guess, at adamfalcon.com.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Well, folks, listen. You can find guitarist extraordinaire Adam Falcon and his latest album, Bohemian 959, iTunes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And if you don't want to go all the way there, you can get it right here on MrMedia.com. Just click on the link on this page for Bohemian 959 by Adam Falcon. And don't forget, I'll remind you one more time, this weekend, January 13th and 14th, he will be at Art Deco Weekend 2012 at the Betsy Hotel, Ocean Drive, South Beach. That's in Miami, Florida. If it's 2013 when you're seeing this, you're too late. But go to his website, adamfalcon.com, see where he is this weekend. Adam, it was so good to hear from you. What a nice surprise and to actually see you and hear you. Great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us, Mr. Media.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope I see you again.
Definitely. All right, take care.
You do the same.
For more original interviews, surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. If you've enjoyed today's show, subscribe for free to Mr. Media via email, RSS, or iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Another good idea, download our new free Mr. Media mobile app in the Android market. And you can also listen with a piece of string in a tin can in many parts of the Internet. Show your support of Mr. Media by supporting our sponsors, including Audible. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/radio. Again, that's audibletrial.com/radio for your free audiobook. We're also supported by thepartyauthority.us. Call DJ Ira for all your party entertainment needs nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJs or visit their website, thepartyauthority.us. If you've got an idea for a guest, a comment on today's show, or would like to advertise on Mr. Media Radio, email me directly at bob@mrmedia.com, mrmedia.com. You can also call our 24-hour listener line at 1-727-498-4711. Some messages may be used in an upcoming show. And unless you live next door to Mr. Media, there may be a toll charge. You can also follow Mr. Media on Facebook, Twitter, or our new YouTube and Vimeo video channels. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Hey, everybody. This is Bob Andelman from Mr. Media. First of all, I want to thank you for years of support listening to this show. We're starting our sixth year. It's hard to believe our sixth year as 2012 starts and heading towards our 1,000th online podcast, audio and video. It's pretty amazing, frankly. I remember starting it several years ago thinking this will never last. And podcast, that's as stupid a word as blogging. But here we are starting our sixth year and heading up to 1,000 interviews. And I want to thank everybody for listening and supporting the show. I also want to tell you that, one of the things that's been very helpful for this show is Stitcher Radio. Yes, this is sort of a commercial. Now, there are millions of smartphone apps in the world, but I only use one several times a day, Stitcher Radio. I build my own radio station to listen to broadcast and online shows when I want and in the order I want. CNN News Update, Onion Radio News, WTF with Mark Maron, MSNBC's Morning Joe, Studio 60, the TechCrunch headlines, and, of course, Mr. Media. It's free. It works on iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, Palm Pre, and much more. And you can get it for free for yourself. Try it out. I guarantee you're going to love it. Stitcher.com/MRMedia. That's Stitcher.com/MrMedia. You're going to love it. And thanks again for supporting the show.